There are more high-ranking government people who believe in UFOs than we suspect. There is something I have found out about some of the people in government, and that is they are interested in the UFO story. They usually don't come out and say anything while in government service, but sometimes when they are no longer serving, they talk about their interest in UFOs and even mention what they did while in office to try and find out what was really going on. One person who really surprised me was the former majority leader of the Senate, Harry Reid. Ever since he left government, he has been pushing to find out more about UFOs. Just recently he was on television arguing for continued study into the UFO phenomenon. Here is a quote from what he said. "I'll bet you anything that China is spending some money checking this out. I'll bet you anything KGB Putin is spending some money checking this out. He has certainly let his feelings be known on the subject." Reid was talking with George Knapp, a famous investigative reporter who has a particular interest in UFOs. He has been the recipient of many awards for excellence in journalism. Reid was the senator from Nevada, and it seems people in the West might be more interested in UFOs than people in other areas of the country. Barry Goldwater was a senator from Arizona, was also very interested in UFOs. Could the clear skies in those areas be the reason? Could UFOs be easier to spot, or could it be they are seeing something else, such as testing of secret planes and such, since there are military bases there where these types of planes fly out of? I can't help but think there are both more UFOs visible and some of them are secret planes, but not all. There are even former presidents who admit to believing in UFOs. Both Carter and Reagan claimed to have witnessed UFOs. Reagan had his pilot chase one when he was the governor of California. Reagan gave his famous UN speech referring to the fact how quickly countries would all come together to fight an extraterrestrial threat. It is a shame at the time the speech was not taken very seriously. There was talk which stated his staff was embarrassed. Supposedly, about 63 years ago, a UFO sighting was recorded by then Senator Richard B. Russell and his staff. The report was said to have been covered up. Russell had been aboard a Soviet train. He was on a fact-finding mission. Russell was the chairman of the Armed Services Committee before he died in 1971. The report stated he was looking out the train window, and lo and behold, two saucers took off from an area near the train. When he saw them, Russell called Lieutenant Colonel Hathaway and interpreter Reuben Efron to the window, and they also saw the saucers. 38 years ago, an Alaskan senator named Mike Gravel was not re-elected after two terms. He espoused, among other things, UFOs were real. He became the butt of jokes. It was also thought his idea for promoting winter tourism in Alaska was crazy. People today look back and no longer laugh. It turns out the tourism idea was a good one, and today a lot more people take UFOs seriously. It is amazing how some ideas can seem so crazy during a certain period of time to some people, and years later can be so accepted. Reid had said something everyone in the UFO community already knew, so it wasn't what he said, it was who he said it to. Reid admitted a lot of military personnel have seen UFOs, but many don't mention it because they feel it will cause them trouble. When he talked about UFOs and military pilots, he said, "What we found in the past is that these pilots, when they see something strange like this, they're prone not to report it for fear that the bosses will think something's wrong with them and they don't get the promotion." I think we can all understand this, and especially those of us who were in the military. The military can be very hard-nosed about certain things. Throughout the years, many people who believed in UFOs who worked in different capacities in the government, not necessarily in Congress or the White House, and have kept their belief in UFOs secret, but sometimes something happens where an event causes them to decide to talk. Such events took place at NASA many times. Every once in a while, a whistleblower at NASA will come forward and tell us what he or she saw. Take the retired space shuttle program, for example. I remember one case where a worker was watching a video stream from a camera in the shuttle's bay while it was in orbit. The bay doors were open. To her utter shock, there was a tall alien standing in the bay, and it was talking to one of the shuttle's crew members. My memory is a little fuzzy, but I believe the lady testified before the Discovery Project run by Dr. Greer. Luis Elizondo was formerly a high-ranking person in the U.S. Defense Department. He got disgusted with the secrecy about UFOs and quit. He implied UFOs not only exist, but when pressed, he did not rule out the possibility they visited the Earth. He said, "These aircraft, we'll call them aircraft, are displaying characteristics that are not currently within the U.S. inventory nor in any foreign inventory that we are aware of." He went on to say investigations into these craft had been conducted, and they seem to be defying the laws of aerodynamics, and the G-forces they exert during maneuvering would hurt or kill not only a human but anything biological. I am sure there are plenty of astronauts who believe in UFOs beyond those who have come forward about their belief in UFOs and what they have seen. There have been many incidents at the International Space Station where it looked like an unknown craft was approaching just before the camera feed was turned off. We are constantly being told this is some sort of camera problem, but it only seems to happen when something interesting is about to get near the space station. There have been many who think the station might be used as a meeting place between humans and extraterrestrials, a sort of Babylon 5. That was a television program when humans kept building a space station which was being destroyed or vanished until the fifth version became successful and was used as a meeting place not only between humans and aliens, but also as a place aliens could meet with other aliens.